Morning, Mary. Yeah, last night we got one of the games of the season in the SSCR Tristy League Premier Division. Five goals. We had a dramatic comeback, controversy as well, and not surprisingly, there was lots of emotion as well. At the end, St. Pat's beat Shelburne 3-2. Pat's, on the back of four straight wins, went into this one with real form. Shelburne didn't have that form behind them, just on a bit of a slump at the minute. So Pat's took a 2-0 lead. And then, with about 15 minutes to go, Shelburne sparked into life, got themselves back in the game, two cracking goals, and it looked like we were heading for a draw until the visitors got the winner in the closing stages. Kazim with the goal. Shells felt there was a foul on their player in the build-up to that goal. And just before that, manager Damien Duff was involved in a pretty heated argument with the fourth official and members of the Pats backroom team. Just before the end then, we had all that. We had a sending off. Matty Smith red-carded, shoved his hand into the face of an opponent. Now, Tony O'Donoghue had lots to talk to Damien Duff about after that game. In this interview, he defends the emotion he brings on the sideline. But first, he voices his disappointment with a crucial call before that winning goal.
I don't think you win any game of football at any level, giving away the three goals that we did tonight. In saying that, I think the third goal, shortly before, there's a free kick given against John Martin when it's a free on him. He's been rugby tackled. I think it's Joe Redmond. Mind-boggling decision. But outside of that, I won't comment anymore. I know other managers in this league are allowed to comment and say what they want about referees. I won't, because I will get a ban. But I couldn't be any prouder of the lads. Yeah, they got back in. The difference tonight, I have to say, St. Pat's, top quality attacking talent. They were stone cold killers. And we weren't, because we got in many, many, many good positions and we didn't take advantage of it. But here, nothing's changed. I'm sick of saying it over the last 6, 7, 8 weeks. You know, we're still there. It's still in our hands. Granted, it's another slip up. But trust me, I think you know me by now. I will go till the death. I think at times maybe the lads, our attacking boys, grip the bat maybe too tight because they all want it so bad. Speaking to them before the game, they're playing for a special club. They're wearing a special jersey, but I think they forget sometimes they're a special group. That's why, like I said, till the death, and I'll go to war with them any day of the week. So yeah, they're all upstairs, Tony, absolutely devastated. But as always, we'll stick together and we'll roll into Tala on Sunday.
You mentioned the, you know, holding the bat tight. Is there a tension that you need to try and unwind in order to score goals like tonight and end up winning games instead?
No, we'll just go in and watch a bit of Only Fools in the morning. I might go with Modern Family, watching a lot of that with my daughter at the minute. But no, listen, we had an off couple of weeks, you'd say, off the back of Friday and tonight as well. Yes, we've lost. Yes, we've give away three goals. But we, the club, have our team back and I can't wait for this run in.
Is there too much emotion, though? It spills over. Matty Smith with a red card tonight. A lot of yellow cards as well. Aidan O'Brien looked like he had an injury. You know, if he's okay for the weekend, but all that emotion, you know, can you try and just calm it a bit, maybe, and might that help you towards the result?
Absolutely no. For 3 years, this club has been built on standards, positivity, energy, and emotion. And the one thing I've aimed at the lads over the last 3, 4 weeks, Tony, we haven't shown any emotion. Deadpan and too calm. You're up in the Brandywell a couple of weeks, there was zero emotion. So yes, it's a fine line. Have we gone over it tonight? For sure. I can't condone what Matty did when I think Aaron's on the floor. So I'll speak to him privately and he deserves the ban. But emotion, I love it.
Gasp, man. Was Tony telling Damien Duff to calm down?
I think so. Brave man.
And his solution for calming down, football therapy, is to watch Only Fools and Horses in the morning. Yeah,
that is the programme of choice in the Shelburne dressing room. Damien Duff, I don't care what you say
about
him.
The league is all the better for him.
Do you know what? He has just brought so much to it and I just love listening to his interviews. That's why we played a big chunk of that out this morning. It didn't make the television. We came off air before we got a chance to hear him, but that was worth every bit.
Still though, it does have echoes of Kevin Keegan.
Yeah, it's still in their own hands, quote Damien Duff. What a game that was. One game in the Premier League last night, Bournemouth, impressive 3-1 winners against Southampton. Bournemouth 11th, Southampton in real trouble. 1 point from their six opening games. 9 matches tonight in the Champions League, couple of standout fixtures. Arsenal host PSG and Celtic away to Borussia Dortmund. Manchester City travel to Slovan Bratislava. Lots of speculation this morning about Erik Ten Hag, the Manchester United manager. Well, the general consensus is he's going to stay on for now, although that might change if things don't go well against Porto and Aston Villa this week. Orji Snyman looks set to make his Leinster debut this weekend for their trip to Benetton. A number of Irish internationals will also be making their first appearances of the season. Jacques Nienaber of the Leinster coaching staff is hopeful for the South African.
Orji is going well. We hope that we could maybe get him in round two last weekend, but we didn't want to rush it too much, you know. So yes, he had a good training today, he looks comfortable like he did last week, but we just managed his load and his return to play according to the guidelines we got from the medical team. So hopefully everything goes well for him this weekend. And I'm sure he's very keen to play.
Yeah, that game and Munster's match against Ospreys, doubleheader on RT2 this Saturday. Finally racing today in Cork from 1:20.
Maybe send Duffer to Man United. Give it to Duffer to the end of the season.
Not a bad idea.